Hello, Scorpio friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Scorpio March 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Scorpio is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Scorpio placement that you're listening for. What I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Scorpio friend, so birthdays around November 15th through the rest of the sign, or Scorpio placements 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Sagittarius report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Well, I'm back on camera. If you're on the podcast version, then you're not seeing that. But if you're on the YouTube version, probably you've noticed by now. It's been a long time since I've been on camera. So good to, I guess, be seen by you, right? And to know that we're connecting this way. I've had a lot of requests to come back on camera. I've had a very rough over a year since I've been off camera. And so I've got the flow now to be back right now. So you have something different than what you have been seeing in my previous recent videos. So let's talk about Scorpio and March and what we've got going on and what may happen. The intention that I always have for my reports is to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe. That is the theme of my work. My intention is to inform you about the challenges, the wonderful things, so you can make the most of the possibilities and have the best, most easy, graceful, productive, awesome time possible. A little forethought can basically help you navigate around things, and the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's what we're working with here. So the more you understand, the more you can work around challenges, and the more you can enhance your experience. I'm calling the theme of this month for Scorpio Celestial Tango, the dance of the eclipses for Scorpio at this time. So, as you know, if you've been listening to my work or otherwise following astrology in the fall of last year or spring for you all, Dananda, we finished out a Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle that went from the end of 2021 to the end of 2023. Yeah, we're still talking about this, we being me, because you all went through it. My husband is a Scorpio, I watched it. It's been, wow, crazy intense, the things that have gone on, the dirt, you know, birth, death, transformation, rebirth, in some cases literal, in some cases figurative. Just the transformation that's occurred at this time for people with Scorpio placements is dumbfounding. So I just want to, first of all, honor what you've been through. I know that for many of you, it's been very traumatic and you've had to say goodbye to things you didn't want to. So I'm sorry about that. I am glad at least that this is this eclipse cycle is not targeting you anymore. So that's something to celebrate. So we're going to talk about the eclipses. We're going to talk about all the other layers that I think are most important for you to know to understand this month and to make the most of it. So we'll build up and I'll go stepwise on my notes, and then we'll get to the eclipses after we talk about some other things. Okay, so the first thing to know, and this is something to celebrate, is that we have double the sweet aspects this month compared to the salty ones. Salty ones are what I call the when the planets don't get along well and they're not in a good mathematical configuration. Mathematics is at the core of our experience, and we see this intrinsic in the expression of astrology. So when there are planets not getting along because of incongruent mathematical connections, we feel that. But this month we have more harmonious connections. We don't actually have a super busy sky from the perspective of aspects this month, and that's something that's helpful. The eclipse itself is going to be intense enough, so it's kind of nice that we get a break there. Something else that's very, very important, and definitely one of the most important things of the month, is that we're closing out the 2024's first period of open personal planets. Okay, so what does that mean? I'm going to break that down for you. So when planets go what's called direct, that means they're moving forward in their orbits, things are really conducive to forward movement, to making things happen, to scheduling, to planning. You know, we have more clarity and ease of creation and manifestation, less hindrances in general. January 21st, we opened up the time free of personal planet retrogrades. Mercury, Mars, and Venus are the ones that are personal planets that can go retrograde. Retrograde means, from our perspective on the Earth, it looks like they're going backwards in the sky. They're not really, but they look like they are from our perspective, and that turns out to affect how we experience it. So the retrograde times are where we go inward and backward. We hang out in our nest and we wait for food to come to us. Okay, so that's kind of the difference there. So January 21st through March 20th, so for the first 3 weeks of March pretty much, we're in this go, go, go. And not only do we have freedom from personal planet retrogrades, we also have all the outer planets going direct. I did do a separate video on that, so you can check that out, called Cosmic Green Lights. If you search for Annie Botticelli, Cosmic Green Lights, you can find that. And I give you 15 ways to make the most of these amazing forward moving planets. But we'll just talk about a few here and know that the first 3 weeks of the month are going to be very different than the end of the month. And you'll feel that shift. And if you align your actions with that shift, things will be much smoother for you, and you can use this time for the amazingness it is, because we're not going to have an open period for a little while. We're not going to have very many times free from personal planet retrogrades and their shadow periods this year, because we do have a Mars retrograde crowding the end of the year and some time leading up to there. So we have to make the most of these times when we have them. So for the first 3 weeks of March, big decisions, big purchases, big sales, investments, big beginnings, you know, big endings, big planning, big trips, big purchases, anything having to do with arrangements or agreements or commitments, weddings, engagements, you know, anything, any of those things, launching your life's work, you know, bringing new things out into the world, starting businesses, starting new jobs that you want to stick for a long time. Anything that goes on in this open window can have a longer shelf life. You know, now the closer you get to the end of that, March 20th, the more we're starting to encroach into that shadow period. But certainly the earlier part of March, you know, is very, very clear for many years to come with whatever you imprint at that time. So make your webs. We're the spider. We make our active webs all over the world if we have to during this open time. Once it's March 20th or getting closer there and then getting into April, we hang out in one of our webs and we wait for the food to come to us. So this is energetically us hanging out, doing what's needed right around our space. Fix the kitchen sink, you know, take care of the recycling that's been piling up, do the stuff on our desk, like things right around us. Editing and dealing with just what comes up in general is what we do March 20th and afterwards, hang out in the web. You can also imagine this as being on the shore, seashore. When the tides are going out through March 20th, when you push the boat out, it will more likely go out and not come back. But as the tides start coming back in, March 20th and after, then you're going to have anything you throw out come right back to you, so it doesn't do well for launches that you want to go far and wide. And then it will become the time, March 20th and after, to hang out on the beach and see what comes to you. It could be a dolphin saying hi, it could be garbage that you have to clean up, but whatever it is, you're kind of hanging out, waiting, and not trying to make too much happen. That's the big difference. If you honor those guidelines, you will have a much smoother time. Okay, biggest thing to know about this month, even bigger still than what I just informed you about, is the eclipse time. So transformation time, eclipse season, is where the heat of it, March and April, it really began in January. So if you imagine the eclipses are cycles of creation and manifestation, cycles of karmic clearing and karmic new karmic beginnings based on shifting beliefs and understandings and perspectives. We create karma with the things we believe, and sometimes the things we believe are buried very deeply into our unconscious space. We don't really know what we believe, but we know what we believe based on what we are manifesting, because our manifestations are the mirror for what we have inside, conscious and unconscious. So eclipse time is a storyline of cycles of karmic experiences, and we have a chance to burn off karma and to open up to new things, hopefully new and better things, right? So That's the story. Dramatic endings, dramatic beginnings. Often these things are non-negotiable. We don't always have say in what goes on in an eclipse time. What we have say in is how we're going to handle it and the quality of experience that we can have based on using our tools and knowing things ahead of time and sort of aligning with the rhythms here. Eclipse news can come in anytime from the end of or the beginning of 2023 through halfway through 2025. That's this Aries Libra eclipse cycle is at play here. Me versus we, you know, codependency, independency, interdependence, autonomy, collaboration, the push and pull and the working between and against of these things is what's going on here. We do have some other layers that we'll talk about as well. But whatever it is that's going to happen, January things will have started revving up. End of January stronger, February stronger still, March very hot. Imagine a pot being at a little low rumble of manifestation. These bubbles are manifestation bubbles. It's at a little low rumble for 2 years. In the eclipse time, it ramps up. Eclipse season, the heat goes on. It's bubbling and steaming all over the place in the middle of it. And then it's like a bell curve. It kind of curves back down. So from January through June, we do this bell curve of, wow, increasing, okay, March and April steaming, and then, you know, dips down in June, and then kind of we have a little rest in between. So that will be the cycle of manifestation, and you will see all of these crazy changes. This celestial tango, as I'm calling it, this dance between the polarities, this dance between the storylines. Now, to give a little context, actually, before we do that, I want to talk about where in your chart. So everyone experiences the Aries Libra eclipse energy, but Scorpio experiences this in the 12th house and the 6th house. So I want to break that down a little bit to understand that polarity. The 12th house is the energy of Pisces. Even though the Libra eclipse there, Libra is in the 12th house for Scorpio. And this has to do with, you know, your unconscious mind, the metaphysical connections, your spiritual connections, your psychology, your mind emotion space. Where the 6th house is the opposite. You know, if the 12th house is ethereal, the 6th house is logical and practical. You know, if the 12th house is inspirational, the 6th house is devotional in the way of mundane practice. You know, health, your physical health versus your mental emotional health, and the planes where they're the same. The things you do every day, the practical things, versus the spiritually inclined and, you know, intuitively based things. So logic versus intuition, form versus chaos, abstract versus, you know, materialized. And that's the dance that's going on specifically for Scorpio for these 2 years. And you'll see how this will manifest. This can, you know, fears can come up, physical things can come up, pets can be involved here, that's 6th house. So basically what we're working with is there's a lunar eclipse at 5 degrees of Libra on March 25th and a solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries on April 8th. We can feel manifestations from either of those and both of those in any of the eclipse season time. All right, so this is, you know, this is what's happening. A big opening may be released. Maybe you lose a client or you lose a job. Then the energy gets filled in with something else. And, you know, there's this shifting around of cosmic energy. I always like to describe eclipses as being a time when that understanding, that scientific understanding, that neither, that energy is neither created nor destroyed, it simply changes form. That really is evident at eclipse time, where something will be removed and then something will be added. And sometimes it's in a different order and sometimes there's a lag time, but energy gets shifted around dramatically in the areas that are ruled by the signs and houses that are being aspected. Now, to give a little bit of context to the kinds of changes that can come besides what I've just talked about, think back to the previous recent times that this eclipse cycle happened, and it will help you understand some of how it can manifest again. First of all, you can think back over the last year since early, 2023. Then you can go back to 2014 to 2016. You can go back to 2004 to 2006. You can go back to 1995 to 1997 and seven-ish years there, you know, before then, where this cycle was at play. So you will have seen big hellos and goodbyes in relationships, big empowerment of experiences, big decisions where you created autonomy in your life, you know, places where you collaborated and merged. The storyline of that is happening. And the same thing with your health and form versus, you know, mental wellness and abstract, and this dance between intuition and logic, all of that, you know, we'll have storylines there. Now, the big question I get is, something bad happened in one of those times. Does it mean it's going to happen again? Not necessarily, because there were different factors at play at those times that are not at play now. So if it were eclipse related, there's a possibility there could be a pattern. If it were related to other things, then maybe not. But no need to worry. You know, these things are out of our hands. We just have to watch and do our best. Now, if you want to understand more about the eclipses, I'm going to refer you to some places before we move on here. If you go to Annie Botticelli YouTube playlists, eclipse playlist, the ones to look for, I've made concentrated reports on each of these placements so that you can dive in and see how they may manifest. So look for the eclipses in Libra, look for the eclipses in Aries, look for the eclipses in the 12th house or Pisces, and look for the eclipses in the 6th house or Virgo. And those four videos, if you really want to dive deep into this, will give you every kind of thing I can think of how those eclipses can manifest for you. At some point at anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses, I'll also be having a written version where the playlist is there and then the signs, you know, and which ones to watch, but I haven't compiled that yet and I'm not sure when I will, but just kind of have it on your radar in case it's up. Okay, so something else really notable now is we still have strong Aquarius energies. Now for Scorpio, this highlights your fourth house of home and family, and it makes a square, which is a pressured angle. So you've got a little bit longer of this push and pull between family, you know, and trying to make everybody happy and trying to please everybody and, you know, focus on houses and home and real estate and those kind of things. And then also social connections and things having to do with internet-based projects and community-based projects, neighbors and things like that. Then we have a ton of energy in Pisces, and this is super exciting for Scorpio because it's a fellow water sign. So we've got a lot to talk about here. We've got long-term placements like Saturn there till 2026. We've got Neptune there for a little while longer, been there for a long time, making trines with your Scorpio placements long-term. Then for the short-term, we have the Sun, Mercury, Hygieia. We've got Mars and Venus going to leave Aquarius and go into Pisces. So ton of energy in Pisces, all of that most favorable angle in all of astrology for you. You know, emotion, connection, the abyss, you know, the unseen realms, the deep esoteric wisdom. All of those energetics are coming up very strongly. Private personal pursuits, quiet sacred space, you know, relaxation, meditation, revitalization, those kind of things. And that's a big deal. And for Scorpio placements, all of that highlights your house of children and everything that leads up to it. Romance, the spark of true love, romance, relationships, romantic connections of all kinds, dating, true love that can lead to deeper relationship, child rearing, pregnancy, you know, all of those things. And creative babies and your creative expression and the things that make you light up with joy. Leadership things, art, music, things that put you out in front of other people. So all of those things are, you know, have so much energy with these Pisces movements. Plus we have the new moon. On March 10th, we've got the new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces. So everyone can get kisses from this new moon, but water signs will get the most kisses. So you are in that category. So basically, birthdays around November 5th through November 15th, the closer to November 10th, the more you get the kiss from this new moon. But new moon awesomeness, especially in a similar or the same element, is available to all of the Scorpio placements, so no one will be boxed out here. We've got energy of high emotion, adaptability, compassion, spirituality, intuition, and the most important combination of some of the multiple factors that I've expressed here have to do with inspired action. Pisces energy can make people procrastinate and be dreamy and kind of slow and, you know, slow to act or react. But all of the other placements are saying, go, 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 and hurry about it. So I'm seeing the combination of this energy as inspired action, where synchronicity or intuition or a dream or something will be the catalyst of how you are moved to action. Now, some things will be moved to action because of the eclipses, but there are other factors that are going on besides the eclipses that have nothing to do with them. So, you know, you will see a lot of inspired action, and you can work in a lot of new beginnings or continuations of things that you've been working on. All right, so I gave you the dates of the eclipses, March 25th, lunar eclipse, full moon, 5 degrees of Libra. That's occurring in the 12th house. We went over how to look for more info about that. Now I want to give you one dicey, be awareful, careful aspect, and then a few amazing ones to end off. So in the days around March 9th, I'd say really at least March 4th through March 14th, at least, could be even a wider orb. And the closer to March 9th, the more intense. Mars, which is one of your rulers, in Aquarius, square Uranus in Taurus. Okay, so jostling, shocks, anything having to do with unwelcome surprises, jolts to your physical body, you know, accidents, injuries, things like that. You have to be more careful of these things. And you can avoid things. There will be a lot of near misses, especially with this information. I have people post about this very often when I'll warn about this, where someone will say, you told me to be extra careful, and your words echoed in my head, and then I stopped, and then a thing fell from a window. we were traveling recently and something fell out of a window in Europe and like narrowly missed, someone that we were with. And it was scary. So it all worked out. But, you know, these are the kind of things to be extra aware of. And if you do things like texting while walking or driving or something like that, then maybe now's a good time before this time to pledge to not do that, because then in situations like this where chaos is reigning more supreme, you know, you're more protected and other people are too. Yes. Okay. So then three great Venus aspects. So Venus rules love and money and relationships. I'm going to bring Grandma Marge back. If you have heard my work before, then you know my Grandma Marge is one of my Italian relatives, my many Italian relatives. And she would greet me with a meatball and money and compliments and hugs and sustenance and a comfy house that smelled like food. And all of that to me is Venusian. Okay. So this is, you know, the Venus blessings. And we've got three great Venus aspects. The days are on the 1st, the days are on the 24th, and the days are on the 28th. So look out for yummies around that time. Also, if you have to do something important, especially that March 1st date, you're very clearly within the very forward moving stars, so you can program some good things in there. There are a lot of other dates. As I told you before, we've got more than double the sweet aspects this month compared to salty ones. So I do have another few that I really want to share about, which I do in my VIP community. So if you go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your name and email address right there, you'll get a welcome letter. There'll be an archive link. If it's after the end of January, then you can access the March 2024 astrology newsletter through the archive link. If it's before the end of January, then you'll get that mailing. And then I do my write-up of the month and you get all kinds of astrology education and other goodies. If you are a subscriber to my YouTube channel and you don't continuously see me in your feed, I've heard that if you click the bell, that will more reliably deliver anything new that I post, at least on YouTube, to you. Okay, so I did not know that myself. People have been telling me this. It just came up. So if you want to see more from me and you're a subscriber, then you can do that more by clicking the bell. Okay, so if you want to learn astrology, you can also go to anniehelpsyou.com, see all the free ways I have to learn. If you want to get more serious about learning, I have an Astrology Basics and Beyond course, which you can see there. I also have an astrology certification course where it's been building for almost a decade. This course has been adding to it, kept it the same price all this time. So you get all of the updates with your registration, free updates, forever access, and of this beautiful layering process that I'm, you know, so known for, that I do in my videos. I do this in the course as well to build you up from ground level to super strong professional astrologer. If you choose, you know, to earn money this way, I can teach you how. So you can see that at beastropro.com, beastropro.com. I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.